toughest thing that you weren't expecting from your rookie year?
You know, coming in dealing with an injury and having to really, you know, make the advancement of, you know, footwork and doing things, but kind of being behind the curve. You know, I felt like I was a little bit behind, and I had to work, you know, extra hard to try to catch up to where I felt like I needed to be. And so on top of that, just learning how to be a pro as far as eating right, study habits and all those things, you know, those were things that I really had to pick up on and learn as I progressed through the year.
How long did you think that took?
You know, I think it was a whole season worth of learning for me, just, you know, staying in D-Ware and Vaughn's ear and, you know, Coach Pug, just learning what I needed to do to get better. And I think that everything I took from last year just helped me advance so much better this offseason in preparation for this season.
Better at asking Vaughn and DeMarcus as the season wore on? Was that something you were hesitant to do earlier?
No. When I first got here, you know, I was asking a lot of questions as soon as I could. But it's all timing, you know. You just got to take it a day at a time and take what you learn and progress and try to put as much of it into your game as you can and also be able to, you know, get ready for the game plan and, you know, study teams. And as a rookie, when you first come in, you don't understand how serious of a job it is. But once you finally, you know, get a hold of it, things become a lot easier once you've kind of grasped the concept.
With all that said, moving on from your rookie year and the struggles of, you know, assimilating, how comfortable are you in this sophomore year that coaches really are looking for that leap?
I feel like I'm very comfortable. This offseason I put in tons of work and just making myself more of a complete player. Last year I was limited to playing a lot of will linebacker, which was majority rush, but now I play the Sam just as freely as I play the will as far as drops, coverages, and just knowing my assignment and knowing what I'm supposed to do. It's not really a rush and a panic. Now I'm more relaxed, I'm more comfortable because I know where I'm supposed to be and how I'm supposed to play the technique.
When was that wake-up call for you? I know high school, college, you've been the guy, and then when did you realize the NFL, it's not college anymore?
You know, just last season, coming in, like I said, you know, kind of being behind the curve and realizing what I did in college was not going to transfer to the league as easy as I thought it would. At this level, you know, you have guys that are very smart in everything they do as far as technique, and your athletic ability can only take you so far. And that was a big thing for me, just understanding, you know, my athletic ability took me this far, but I had to find another piece, another key, and that was just the intellectual part of understanding, you know, film study, what guys are going to do, what guys are going to try to give me, formations, and also just my technique and my footwork and how much more crisp it needed to be.
How much did the midseason injury hurt you, but also kind of maybe help you, giving you a chance to kind of reset and get ready for the rest of the season?
The injury set me back like 4 games, but during that time I was able to still study, get back in the weight room, and basically pick up where I left off. And I think, you know, coming back, you know, I had a pretty good second half of the season. Of course, you know, having to deal with that injury, it took a little bit of time to feel more comfortable and feel like I was me and 100%. But I think I did a good job of just, you know, doing what the training staff asked of me. And coming back, just trying to be as physical and as fast as I was before the injury.
So you're just kind of right off the learning curve. Have you had a chance to chat with any of the rookies? Have you had any conversations with them?
Definitely. You know, I talked to Paxton the other day, you know, just about, you know, what it's like to be a first-round pick and the expectations that you're going to have to deal with. And in this program, in this organization, when you're a first-round pick, I think it's across the board, everybody has huge expectations of you to contribute, to help this team. And that's something last year that I felt like, you know, I felt a lot of heat. And, you know, I had to learn how to tune everything out and just focus on being the best player that I could be. And, you know, I'm just glad I'm able to have that knowledge and, you know, talk to incoming rookies about my experience and, you know, hopefully help them with their learning curve.
What kind of player and person is this team getting with Connor McGovern?
I mean, this guy works extremely hard. You know, I've known Connor, you know, for, of course, the entire time at Mizzou because we came in together. And, you know, he's a weight room animal, and he does everything that the coaches ask for him. He's coachable. He's smart. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what he does for this team.
Do you put more pressure on yourself, though, also because now you are a sophomore and you're no longer the rookie on the team?
Definitely. My expectations for myself going into this offseason, I went straight to work. I probably took a week and a half off and went down to Florida and really just got it in. You know, I wanted to be bigger, faster, and stronger, and be able, when I come back, to combine that with, you know, the knowledge that I have now. And so my expectation for myself, you know, I set the bar high for myself last year, and the bar hasn't changed. You know, I still want to dominate and be the best I can be for this team.
Ishii, you on Instagram, that sweet tattoo in your hometown of Kansas City. Were you surprised at the flack you got over that, and you reconciled with Broncos fans?
You know, in this business, there's going to be people that are going to like things you do and don't like things you do. And for me, it wasn't about, you know, the Chiefs logo or anything like that. It was about really just representing my city. I have a lot of pride in my city and the things that I've been through and where I've come from. So for me, it was just embracing, you know, the Kansas City culture and just having something like that on my body. You know, I felt like it was important to me. And, you know, I let the Broncos fans know that it has nothing to do with how I'm going to play the Chiefs. Every game, I'm going to go out there and try to play the best that I possibly can. And, you know, I'm a Bronco. I love being here, and I love this organization.
What did you tell Paxton about the expectations in Denver on first round pick?
You know, I told Paxton just, you know, kind of take it day by day. You know, that's all you can really do as a rookie with all the pressures that you're going to have of being the leader of your rookie class. Paxton's expectation to come in and play along with Mark and take his tutelage in. You know, whatever the organization has planned for him, you know, it's going to bring its own kind of stresses. And so he just has to, you know, relax, take it day by day, take the coaching, you know, embrace the rookie, you know, whatever you call it, just being a rookie, the experience, and just have fun and love your job.
How's the defense as a whole feel about the prospect of having a rookie at quarterback?
You know, honestly, the thing about, you know, this team and our defense, you know, we worry about what we have to worry about. And, you know, that's being the best that we can against other offenses. So, you know, last year there was a whole lot of conversation between quarterbacks and how we felt and what we were going to do. And I think really everybody was the same on the defense mentally on we have to do our job. We can't worry about those things, and we just have to continue to make sure that we excel and get them the ball back.
As good as this defense was last year, can it be better?
I think so. I think as far as the linebackers, you know, with me and Shaq coming in, I think we're a lot more experienced and a lot better, and we bring more to the table. That goes across the board for young guys like, you know, Roby coming into his third year. The expectations for us as young guys is to, of course, step up and, you know, do what we're supposed to do and help also lead this team. And I think defensively that we're bringing a lot of guys back, and we're probably bringing a little bit more firepower.
A few more for Shane. It does look like you've been in the weight room. Have you reshaped your body? How and how so?
Definitely. You know, I think I put on about almost 8 pounds of muscle in this offseason. You know, I combined that with a really strict diet. One thing that I struggled with as a rookie was having my meals and eating properly. You know, you can't just treat it like it's college and go eat fast food. Like everybody heard Von say, you can't put you know, can't eat cheese sticks and put that kind of fuel in a Ferrari. And so the biggest thing for me was treating my body as such. And so this offseason, I really harped on eating right, making sure that I had the proper meals, the proper amount of calories and everything. And I think that goes with being a pro, with recovery as well. And I've really excelled in that aspect of, you know, being a pro. And I think that the results that my body's received, you know, my body fat's the lowest it's ever been. And as a player, I feel as big, fast, and explosive as I've ever felt going into this offseason.
Where did your body fat go from?
During the season, my lowest was 10%, but I was only, you know, 234 pounds, which really wasn't going to cut it at my position. Now I'm 245 with 10%. So, you know, I've put on more weight but kept my body fat at that level.
What was the hardest thing to give up on
that? It wasn't really hard. It was really just being selective about what I eat, you know. So staying away from fried foods, staying away from things that really just your body doesn't want to process. So I eat very lean, you know, between chicken, steak, and fish, and a vegetable, a salad, a lot of water. I don't eat a lot of things with sugar in it. And, you know, I probably eat 4 or 5 times a day of just pure lean food. And so I think it's done a good job. I feel really good.
Did you get a nutritionist or something, or what did you do?
I've been working, when I went to Boca to train, there was a company down there that prepared your meals for you basically and understood, you know, what I wanted as far as nutrition. And so, you know, I did that down there. And since I've been back, we have the same kind of, same kind of thing here in Denver. And so I've continued to stay on my meal plan preparation of eating how I'm supposed to eat. And, of course, combining that with our workouts that we have with Luke, you know, you're going to get the results that you want. And I think I have.